Good evening with a look at your latest news. I'm Jevy Ebanks. Roland Welcome and Anastasia Rankin have been sentenced following their conviction for conspiracy to commit murder and possession of an illegal firearm in connection with the 2023 killing of Sven Connor in East End. Appearing before Justice Cheryl Richards KC today, Rankin received 15 years and 3 months for the firearm offense and 12 years and 3 months for conspiracy to commit murder. Welcome, whose role the court described as less central, was sentenced to 12 years and 3 months for the firearm charge and 10 years and 3 months for the conspiracy charge. Their sentences are set to be served concurrently. The pair were unanimously convicted in February. Jurors heard that Connor was asleep at home when several men approached his window and opened fire in what the court determined was a deliberate attack. The assailants fled, but Welcome was later arrested. Welcome, already serving time for unrelated offenses, will not receive credit for time served. Rankin, who's been in custody since his arrest, will have his time on remand deducted from his sentence. Both men still have a charge of murder on the file with the court ruling that it can stay on the file for an additional year, meaning should the prosecution seek to try them for murder, they have a limited time to do so. The courts also ruled that a trial for the murder charge would need the approval of the Grand Court or the Court of Appeal. In other crime news, just before 10 o'clock on Thursday night, police were dispatched by the 911 Communication Center to a commercial property on Walker's Road following reports of an armed robbery. According to police, a masked man entered the premises, brandished a machete, and stole cash before fleeing on foot. No injuries were reported. Officers carried out search across the district, but the suspect was not located. The Royal Cayman Islands Police Service says the investigation is ongoing and detectives are appealing for witnesses or anyone with information. You can call the West Bay Police Station at 949-3999. Anonymous tips can be submitted via the RCIPS confidential tip line at 949-7777 through their website or through the Cayman Crime Stoppers website or app. On the heels of submitting a private member's motion to ban face masks in public spaces, the opposition has filed another private member's motion, this time targeting legislative reform.
After much discussion with the team and looking at the circumstances, we'll be filing a motion to have mandatory red line amending bills.
Deputy Leader of the Official Opposition, the Honourable Kenneth Bryan, says the motion calls for an end to the quote, archaic practice of presenting isolated clause amendments. Instead, the opposition believes every bill should be accompanied by a tracked changes or red line schedule showing exactly what is being added or deleted in plain sight.
Most people understand what redlining means in the official. Another word for it is track changes.
Yes.
So that way people can understand easier.
Mr. Bryan calls on the NCFC government to support the motion and move away from what he described as unnecessary absurdity in the legislative process. In other local news, Cabinet is looking to update a series of prison laws. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller has more.
At their December 12th meeting, Cayman's leaders issued drafting instructions to make, quote, necessary amendments to existing regulations and or the development of new regulations to provide for the revision of fees pursuant to the Trade and Business Licensing Act, the Local Companies Act, and the Special Economic Zone Authority Act, as well as the Liquor Licensing Act. While their cabinet also approved drafting instructions to amend the Prisons Act, the prison rules, and the prison officers' discipline regulations. At this meeting, Cabinet greenlit the purchase of residential accommodation north of the Linford-Pearson Highway and east of Ella Ray Gardens, as well as a parcel of land in Little Cayman East off Guy Banks Road, and a parcel just off Seaview Road, east of the junction with Frank Sound in Grand Cayman. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Thank you, Carsley. You can find the full meeting summary online at gov.ky/publications. The National Road Safety Committee has launched a public education campaign to ensure riders of e-bikes, scooters, and similar devices understand the legal requirements for using Cayman's roads. The campaign runs from today, the 19th of December, through January the 15th under the National Road Safety Strategy, coordinated with the Ministry of Planning, RCIPS, the National Roads Authority, and the Department of Vehicle and Driver's Licensing. Enforcement of existing laws begins on the 16th of January. Eric Bush, Chief Officer for the Ministry of Planning and Chair of the National Road Safety Committee, says the initiative gives riders time to become compliant. Under the traffic law, riders must be at least 17 years old, hold a valid license, register and insure their device, and follow all traffic rules. Police Commissioner Kurt Walton stressed that e-bikes and scooters share the road with cars and must follow the same rules to keep everyone safe. Members of the public are urged to use this education period to conform with compliance standards before enforcement begins on the 16th of January. The Department of Environmental Health has released its operating schedule for garbage collection and landfill services over the upcoming Christmas and New Year's holiday. Radio Cayman's April Cummings has the details so you can plan ahead.
There will be no garbage collection on Christmas Day this year, which falls on a Thursday, and all landfills across the Cayman Islands will be closed for the day. Normal collections will resume on Boxing Day, Friday, December 26th, when landfills will reopen until 1 p.m. in the afternoon. Despite the closures, the Georgetown Landfill drop-off facility at the main gate will stay accessible to the public and small vehicles around the clock, offering a 24-hour disposal option during the holidays. The department is also advising that its offices and all landfills will close early at 12:30 p.m. on both Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve. To help manage the seasonal increase in waste, the Georgetown Landfill will open at 5 a.m. on Christmas Eve, Boxing Day, and New Year's Eve, giving haulers and residents a few extra morning hours. However, the reception of derelict vehicles and bulk loads of scrap metal will be temporarily suspended on December 25th and 26th, and then again on New Year's Day, January 1st, 2026. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
Thank you, April. In other Christmas holiday closures, the Cayman Islands Bankers Association and its member retail banks are reminding customers of adjusted operating hours this holiday season. On Christmas Eve, banks will be open from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. They'll be closed on Christmas Day and Boxing Day, and normal hours will resume on Monday and Tuesday, the 29th and 30th of December. On New Year's Eve, banks will again close early at 1 p.m. They'll be closed on New Year's Day through the 1st of January, with regular hours resuming on Friday, the 2nd of January. Customers are encouraged to plan ahead and to use online banking and ATMs available 24 hours a day. These hours apply to Butterfield Bank, Cayman National, CICBC Caribbean, Proven Bank, RBC, and Scotiabank. Finally, fewer people took advantage of public library services in 2024, with a 7% drop in the numbers of books being checked out. According to the Compendium of Statistics, there were just under 25,000 books checked out across the country's six public libraries. However, Bodentown readers showed up in a big way, with an uptick in checkouts up by some 26%. East End rose by 46%. But checkouts at Georgetown, West Bay, Northside, and Cayman Brac all fell. In-house usage of library resources fell 32% when compared to 2023, with all drops across all libraries except for Cayman Brac, where in-house usage grew a whopping 166%. There were 35,129 visits logged at Cayman's public libraries in 2024, with 14,530 card-holding members. You can find the full 2024 compendium statistics online at eso.ky. That's your latest local news. I'm Jevy Ebanks. Have a great weekend.